Yeah. So
I want to believe in crystals,
I do believe in crystals. So crystals are not the scam. Crystals are just existing.
Okay, that's fair. Yes, I can't take it out on the amethyst. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Rebel, a collection of Rom's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda. I'm a producer at Rome.
And my name is Kaylin, and I'm an audio producer and director here at Rome. Together, we help make the show you're about to hear called The Co-Founder. Stay tuned after the show for commentary from us, behind-the-scenes discussion about this episode and other fun things.
We're going to talk about who would show up on our scam wall and Kaylin's enlightening experience directing the awkward makeout scene.
Spoiler, there's an awkward makeout scene. Anyway, we'll be back after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This dress was a mistake.
Bowang, you look absurdly hot.
No, seriously? A bodycon? That's not me. I'm gonna have to suck it in all night.
Oh, it is very you. And first off, there's nothing to suck in. And even if there were, I call bullshit. Like, what are we, back to deformed ribs and corsets for what, the male gaze?
Belle, we have matching corsets. You literally bought matching corsets for you, me, and Reyna.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did. I mean, technically, that was one of my drunk ideas, and we don't judge drunk brainstorming.
Oh, new word. Drunkstorming.
Oh, drunkstorming. Yes. Love that. Hey, maybe we can get it into Webster's if we get enough people to use it.
Yeah. Nerd goals.
All right. Meanwhile, I mean, this jumpsuit makes me look like I run a chocolate factory.
No. You look fun.
It's not Willy Wonka vibes?
You know, you're giving like fun and sophisticated.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Just don't grab a cane at any point tonight and you'll be fine.
Tantastic is the authority on perfect tan. Upload your picture and we'll match you to the shade of brown you were destined to be. Roast turkey? No problem. Toasted coconut? You've got it. Florida orange? No judgment. With a tailored diet regimen and sun exposure guidance personalized according to all your private data, you'll be perfectly tanned by summertime. Tantastic. Brown is beautiful.
Wow.
God, who would actually use that? Okay, never mind. Don't answer that. Here we go, Jules.
Ooh, let the madness begin.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 5.
Sure, you could say things were strained at this point, but nothing insurmountable, not for this BFF love story. Plus, there is no greater bonding experience than getting ready for a party together. Their launch party, the culmination of a shared dream 10 years in the making. I was confident they'd find their way back to full-fledged BFFs. But then, Val's machinations were exposed, and then... Jules got pissed.
Welcome to the party, you two. Do you see how much they love you? Come on, let's do a last walkthrough before the important guests arrive.
Wow, a cheese fountain. Look, Jules, moving cheese.
Mm-hmm, I see it.
Do you see how it's pouring melted cheddar over the logo?
Well, I can't unsee it, that's for sure.
The setup trial for the Wily gameplay is on the far end of the room, those three screens.
Wait, what's Lee doing?
Hey, Jules, just making some last-minute adjustments.
It's a little late for last-minute adjustments, Lee.
It needs to run perfectly. If it looks slow or glitchy or if the connection is weak, we just...
Girl, I know what I'm doing, so let me do it.
Whoa, not a girl.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a woman, bro.
Oh.
I'll be circulating if you need me.
Jules, look at this. Look at us.
I know. Who knew?
All those years ago, a gawky Bengali girl who always wanted to play bank made friends with a shy black girl already wearing glasses to monetize her crayon portraits.
I knew, Jules. Duh.
Valerie, I need you. Here's a list of people you asked for. You personally wanted to thank them for coming.
Oh, thank you. I'm on it. You want to join in, Jules?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit. Holy shit, there are over 100 people on this list.
Is something wrong?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, hi, Val.
Derek.
I guess I've mentioned him in passing, but you haven't met Derek LaPena yet. Derek LaPena is Val's friend from college. He is charming, well-connected, and always down to talk shit over hors d'oeuvres. Seas of San Francisco normies regularly parted before him in his white Gucci bomber at parties like this one. Apart from always being the best-dressed person in the room, he was also Val's absolute last hope in shunting Toby to the next new shiny startup, where he could terrorize their founders instead. It was an elegant plan. Or it would have been, if it had worked. Instead, it backfired in Valerie's face.
Congratulations! Cheers to your success!
Oh, yes, of course.
I didn't even know there was a third co-founder before the press release. You were certainly gushing about that, Toby. That's so unlike you.
Oh, well, he's a real rock star. So, I mean, have you talked to him yet? I'd love for you two to meet.
Mm-hmm. Val, come on. I know what's going on.
What do you mean?
Well, it's pretty obvious. You should know that one partner trying to get another poached is par for the course in this industry.
And you don't want to poach him? Maybe set him up with some innovative high-paying position in Antarctica?
Val, I don't like being used. Except under certain circumstances.
You know, your innuendo game is terrible for a gay man. Taking anybody home tonight?
No. Pickings are always so slim at industry parties. I mean, the men here are so aggressively straight. And look at him. A puffy vest to a party.
Not everyone can look as fantastic as you.
I know. Or you. Love this jumpsuit thing. You look great tonight.
Thanks, babe. Here, let's head to my office, a little quieter.
Better like, check out this big girl office.
Right?
This is so cool, Val. You know you're amazing, right?
Yes, it's true. Success does look good on me, doesn't it?
Oh, the queen of deflection. I mean it. What you're doing means a lot to people.
Oh, shut up.
No, I didn't mean that. Keep going.
You and Juliet making it in this industry is such a big deal. People look up to you. Women look up to you. I've overheard at least 3 women here tonight talking about how inspiring you are. It speaks a lot about your character.
Did I disarm the great Valerie Agarwal? She's all out of witty quips, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, enough. Enough talking. I hereby challenge you to a game of a road rumble.
It's the only joystick I'm going to touch tonight.
Shut up.
Where did you get this?
Time to road rumble.
Okay. Oh.
Tramposa. Don't cheat. Where did you even get this?
Jules got it for me.
Ugh, you two are so goddamn cute. I really hope you figure it out.
Wait, figure what out?
Well, you know, your creative business differences or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Don't get defensive. It's super normal to come to an impasse on things sometimes.
No, I literally mean, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, earlier, when we were talking about the Toby thing, she seemed kind of annoyed.
Wait, you told her about the Toby thing?
But I don't know. You were in on everything together. I thought she wanted him out too, okay? Why wouldn't you tell her?
Shit.
I mean, why didn't you tell her?
Derek, Val? Tell me exactly what she said to you.
Not a lot. You know, she just seemed kind of annoyed and said, Valerie wants what Valerie wants, or something like that.
Oh, shit. I gotta find her. Jules. Hi, Jules. I know what you're going to say, and—
Save it. That was a dick move trying to pawn Toby off on Derek. Are you that insecure about him being here?
Jules, I'm sorry, okay? I know it looks bad. I just figured if Toby wanted to get ahead, Derek might be able to help him.
Right, you had Toby's best interest in mind.
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't have kept it from me then. You'd be shouting it from the rooftops about the good deed you were going to bestow upon the world.
Okay, Jules, don't you see how Toby being here is tearing us apart? Hi, how are you?
The only one tearing us apart is you, Valerie.
What?
You know what? I can't deal with this right now.
So I guess I have the worst timing ever, or maybe the best timing ever, because I came over at that exact moment.
Hey, Valerie. This party is sick. Congrats. Cheese fountain? Brilliant. And I love this jumpsuit. Oh, you've got the glassy, almost crying eyes. Okay, plan go wrong?
Derek said women are looking up to us, and I feel like we're frauds, Reyna. We hired a freaking stand-in guy to seal the deal for us. A guy who completely steamrolled this party, and our office, and my best friend. And it doesn't matter. I'm the only one who cares.
It does matter. You matter. Juliet matters. Okay, without you two, Wiley wouldn't exist.
You've got to keep our secret, okay? You can never tell anyone about Toby. Because if this gets out,
you can trust me.
I know. I really appreciate you, Reyna. You know that, right?
Good evening, everyone.
Shouldn't you go over there?
Juliet found out about my plan to get rid of Toby.
Well, shit. Okay, but so what? Doesn't mean you're not a founder.
Thank you all so much for coming. As you might know, I'm Toby Johnson. Jules, come on, introduce yourself.
And I'm Juliet Coleman.
Blogs made everyone an author. YouTube made everyone a filmmaker. Wiley is going to make everyone a video game designer. Anything you want to add, Juliet?
Yeah. Wiley has been a labor of love. We developed this platform to truly diversify the landscape of gaming, and we believe the possibilities are endless. We think that this is going to be,
To Wiley.
To Wiley!
Hey everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. and they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Ugh, what am I doing? Calling a car.
Juliet, I was looking for you. Where are you going? You're not leaving, right?
Maybe. Look, I just hate this stuff. It was fun for a second, but I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I have a champagne headache, and I'm going home.
You're in charge. You can totally just go home. In fact, I'll go with you.
No, you really don't have to do that.
I'm done here anyways. We're all out of Doritos.
No, you stay. You're the hot commodity.
With that dress on? I think you're the hot commodity. Which is exactly why we should leave now. Leave the people wanting more, right? Now, come on. Where's the car?
Maybe I should say goodbye to Val.
She seemed perfectly content by the wine bar. Your car?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hey, Juliet?
Yeah.
You two headed to San Bruno?
I can designate another stop.
Don't worry about it. One stop, please. I'll get home from yours.
Toby, you don't have to ride back with me. I promise, I'm fine.
You seem like you could use the company.
I'm okay. It's just...
You worried about the speech you gave?
What? No. Why? Was it not okay?
It was great for being impromptu. You're not media trained yet, but we'll get you up to speed.
Thank you?
There you are.
Thanks. Home sweet home. Thanks for riding with me.
Did you have fun? At the party?
Yeah.
Why does that yeah sound like you really mean no?
You planned a really great party. That part couldn't have been more perfect. It's just that things with Val are complicated right now.
I hate that you can't just enjoy this moment. You deserve it. You built something great. People are excited.
Yeah, that part is still a bit surreal, to be honest.
You should get used to it. This is just the beginning. Don't let her get you down when things are just starting to take off for you.
She's not getting me down. The situation is.
Sure.
Well, I'm gonna head out.
You look really stunning tonight.
Oh, thanks. You said that already, just like in other words.
Well, I wanted to say it in those words.
Thank you again.
No, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Ooh, well, you're welcome.
This is okay, right? Me leaning in like this?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm just gonna...
I know, so gross. And yeah, maybe little Juliet is a bad judge of character, but she was emotional that night. She and her best friend had gotten into a fight at their launch party of all places, so I forgive her for needing a distraction. No one feels ickier about it than she does. Actually, maybe we omit that part of the story? Yeah, let's get back to the party. That's where I was, trying to keep an eye on Val. But I'd taken a really strong edible beforehand and was eating my weight in cheese fountain cheese. At some point in the night, I felt a bad trip coming on. And there I was, stony rich girl, staring at my reflection in the bathroom mirror and wondering what Val and Jules would think of me. Really think of me. If they knew about my money. Not like I had any anymore, being cut off from the trust and all, but we were all spared that pity party once I made contact with Val's frenemy number one, Mackenzie Dunn. This was the night she made a drunken disclosure that changed everything. Teamwork makes the dream work. Raina, look at this look you've got tonight. What is this? Cool enough to not care about your looks? Secretly has mass fortune disguised as stoner queen? Yeah, that works. Oh, hey.
You're Valerie's little friend, right? I've seen you around here before.
Yes.
I know where I recognize him from.
Okay. Recognize who from where?
Toby Johnson. He's on our scam wall.
Your scam wall?
It's where my assistant keeps track of all the shady people who have tried to work at CryptoCupid. Toby applied last year. He had a fake resume with all sorts of padded info. But I've got to admit, I never thought Valerie would be so gullible.
That little shit.
That little shit, indeed. I wouldn't have remembered, but in the Wiley press release, Toby made a comment about Wiley being an app people could trust, unlike a certain dating app. Meaning my dating app. All these little shits deserve each other. Thanks for all the champagne.
Oh, shit. Gotta tell Val. No, she doesn't need that right now. What we need is proof. Toby Johnson? I'm gonna take you down.
Tobycito! Que pasa, man? How was the launch party?
It was fantastic. Everyone loved the game.
And how'd my girls like the cheese fountain? I own stock in that farm-to-cheese fountain artisanal startup.
Yeah, it was a hit. Listen, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Love it! Can't wait! But I gotta go. I'm filming a gnarly high-speed cameo for Christian Slater's niece's birthday, so I gotta go.
Okay, but...
Keep on trucking! Woo!
Hi, everybody.
everybody. Thanks for sticking around. This is Revel, and I am Kaylin West. I am an audio producer here at Realm, and I am here with my coworker, Rhoda, to talk to you about episode 5, which we lovingly call the Scam Wall episode.
Yeah, and this came from, so Dunny, Mackenzie Dunn, hilarious, hilarious character, talked about how Toby ends up on her scam wall. And I don't have a scam wall, but maybe I should. you want to stay open, but then also there are some shady people, you know?
Rhoda, who or what is a scam to you? What would be on your scam wall? It doesn't even have to be a person, like, but what is a scam that you yourself have, like, avoided on your scam wall of life? I tried so hard to think of some people that might be on my scam wall, and I couldn't think of, like, specific people, because I don't think I have people that I, like, hold that against in my life. But there are things that I think are scams, like, I think emergency is a scam. The drink that you drink when you're sick. I don't think that works. Like, I think that you can only have so many vitamins in your body, and taking a fizzy vitamin is not going to make you less sick. Mm-hmm, I think that's a scam. I think insurance is a scam in general, because I think if you can choose to opt out to insure things because it's too risky, that is not insurance, which is what's happening right now with house insurance in California.
Really terrifying.
Which is hilarious. Proof it's a scam. Okay. Like evidence, hard evidence. And I also want to believe that crystals are real and they can help me get to my dreams better or quicker, faster, better, all those things. But I unfortunately think maybe they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to believe in crystals, though.
I do believe in crystals. So crystals are not the scam. Crystals are just existing.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I can't take it out on the amethyst. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I think that this kind of new wave, kind of pseudoscience, health, goop, lifestyle stuff is like a scam that leads people to buy expensive crystals and like feel like they're going to maybe kind of change the trajectory of their life in a way that's like unfair to put on a crystal? I think that's a scam. You know what I mean?
It is unfair to put that on the crystal. That crystal does not have the ability to change for you, ma'am.
I am a crystal believer, and I do love them. And yes.
Don't get me wrong. I love them too. I think they're very pretty. I just can't. It doesn't work. I mean, I bought 2 salt lamps to try to help with my life, and it didn't work. Like, I gave one away because I was that upset about it. It's true. But yeah, that reminds me too. I also think that like juice cleanses, anything that makes you think you need to change yourself, I think that's a scam. I think capitalism is a scam. I think spending money, paying full price is a scam. I could
mostly
just go on.
Yeah.
I just like, you know what's really super punk rock is like not buying things or paying full price. Just don't. Don't go to Amazon. Don't buy that taper candle that you want for Halloween because it's not going to make you feel more Halloween-y.
Yeah. And also too, especially big box places or Amazon or stuff like that.
Let it go.
You know, the ability to buy things really quickly in this kind of frictionless environment means that you do buy things that you don't need because, like, yeah, you get a candle, right? And then you're like, one day delivery. And then so you get it and then you, like, don't open it for however long. Like, the emergency around it did not exist. And so you have, I guess, the satisfaction and the comfort of knowing that you can get anything within a 24-hour period. But then you didn't need it and you forgot about it and then you maybe gave it away. It's a bummer.
Just enrich your life. That's it. That's all. Don't buy things. Buy experiences.
Experiences.
Not a scam.
Like sitting with a crystal. Is that?
I guess. Yeah, I guess you can do the sound baths. You can go get the massages. You can go to the salt rooms.
I do love a sound bath.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That is not a scam. That is, if that makes you feel good, that is called self-care.
It does.
Speaking of self-care, that's not a good transition, but that awkward scene, kissing scene, that I had to direct was shattering.
tell us, please.
Life-shattering. Fun fact about this show, we recorded Alexandra and Sunita together. So all of their performances were together, but everything else was done non-linearly. So trying to convince people that two people are making out who have never actually been in the same room or the same actual space and time continuum together is a very interesting and fun thing, which involves making out with your hand.
Okay.
Or kind of just like going for it. And you know what's funny too is like a lot of times what we think making out sounds like isn't actually what making out sounds like. So it's this weird.
Oh my God, gross. That just occurred to me.
I'm really sorry. I apologize to everybody because you have to convey making out like an audio form. It's not as loud as what you think it is, people. Like, but you gotta let them know they're kissing. You know, there's like, so it's just a whole thing. But they were very nice about it. That's it, you know. It's not natural feeling, that's all. But it was fun. We had a good time.
I'm so glad.
Rhoda, thank you so much for chatting with me about this episode. It has been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for tuning into Revel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with your friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited at realm.fm or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also find more shows like this one by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi, featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Kaylin West. You're listening to Revel, the co-founder, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that. As well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please, join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Monsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson.